You're listening to an African Elements top news story for May 22, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Why athletes back a college sports voting rights boycott? The intersection of athletics and political rights has emerged as a major battleground in the southern United States. In May 2026, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People launched a high-stakes campaign called Out of Bounds. This initiative urges Black student-athletes and their families to boycott athletic programs at prominent public universities in southern states. The boycott targets flagship schools in Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Texas, and South Carolina. Civil rights leaders launched this campaign in response to aggressive redistricting efforts that dilute the electoral power of voters of color. This modern movement demonstrates how athletes can use their economic influence to fight systemic voter suppression and disenfranchisement. The immediate spark for this economic boycott was a Supreme Court ruling in early 2026. In a 6-3 decision, the court upheld a Louisiana congressional map that dismantled a second-majority Black district. This ruling has cleared the way for southern states to quickly redraw their congressional maps. Voting rights advocates argue that these fast-tracked redistricting plans represent a direct assault on democratic representation. Consequently, the battle for civil rights has moved from the courtroom to the multi-billion-dollar arena of college sports. This athletic boycott is part of a long historical tradition of Black player activism. In the 20th century, athletes repeatedly used their visible platforms to protest institutional racism. One notable incident occurred in 1969 at the University of Wyoming. 14 Black football players, known as the Black 14, planned to wear Black armbands during a game. They wanted to protest the discriminatory racial policies of Brigham Young University, which is owned by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. At that time, the religious institution enforced a ban that excluded Black members from priesthood ordination and key temple ordinances. When the athletes approached their coach, Lloyd Eaton, he immediately dismissed all 14 players from the team. This harsh retaliation devastated the careers of those student athletes and severely damaged the football program. Yet it demonstrated the high personal cost that players have historically accepted to defend their human dignity. During this same era, broader athletic movements sought to harness the power of global competition. In 1968, the Olympic Project for Human Rights, led by sociologist Harry Edwards, organized a protest movement. The group called for a boycott of the Olympic Games in Mexico City. Although a total boycott did not occur, the movement led to a historic demonstration on the victory podium. Runners Tommy Smith and John Carlos raised their black-gloved fists to protest global inequality. Civil rights organizations still point to this moment to prove that silent athletes are a myth. To understand the current sports boycott, one must understand the political manipulation of electoral boundaries. Gerrymandering occurs when lawmakers redraw voting maps to give their political party an unfair advantage. In racial contexts, state officials use these techniques to weaken the collective power of Black voters. They often achieve this goal through two methods, known as cracking and packing. Cracking involves dividing a concentrated group of Black voters across multiple electoral districts. This division ensures that their numbers remain too small to impact elections in any single district. Conversely, packing involves concentrating as many Black voters as possible into a single congressional district. This technique ensures that they can only win one legislative seat, which minimizes their influence in neighboring areas. These methods have increased since a landmark Supreme Court decision in 2013. In that ruling, the court struck down federal preclearance requirements that previously stopped states from passing discriminatory voting laws. The rapid redrawing of state maps in 2026 has created what activists describe as a political emergency. National leaders argue that these maps could alter up to 14 congressional seats before the midterm elections. This redistricting wave has led to intense civil rights and Black activism across the country. Advocates view the manipulation of voting lines as a direct threat to the communities where college athletes grow up. The immediate catalyst for the Out of Bounds campaign was the Supreme Court decision in Louisiana versus Calais. Again, in April 2026, the court established a more stringent legal test for proving racial gerrymandering. Writing for the majority, Justice Samuel Alito significantly raised the burden of proof for voting rights plaintiffs. The new standard forces challengers to prove that racial voting patterns cannot be explained by partisan loyalties. This distinction allows state legislatures to defend racially discriminatory maps by claiming they were merely seeking a partisan advantage. Furthermore, the ruling requires that any alternative maps presented by plaintiffs must satisfy all political goals of the state. This requirement includes protecting incumbent politicians who benefited from the original, gerrymandered lines. It also demands strong evidence of present-day intentional discrimination, largely ignoring historical patterns of exclusion. Legal experts warn that these combined requirements make it nearly impossible to challenge discriminatory maps in federal court. In a sharp dissenting opinion, Justice Elena Kagan criticized the majority decision. She argued that the new legal test effectively turns Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act into a dead letter. The ruling severely restricts the ability of citizens to enforce voting protections in court. This judicial roadblock forced civil rights organizations to seek alternative sources of political influence. They turned to the economic power of Southern collegiate athletics. The logic behind the Out of Bounds campaign relies on the contrast between who plays the game and who holds the power. In Southern flagship universities, black men make up a massive majority of the revenue-generating rosters. In major football and men's basketball programs, black athletes comprise 55-60% of the players. However, this high rate of athletic representation does not reflect the broader campus demographics. Black men make up only about 2.5% of the general undergraduate student body at these same public universities. Furthermore, the leadership of these athletic departments remains overwhelmingly white. Black professionals hold only about 15% of head coaching and athletic director positions. There is also a major gap in academic outcomes. The 6-year graduation rate for black male athletes in revenue sports is about 54% compared to 75% for all students. Despite these disparities, black athletes generate massive wealth for these state-funded institutions. Flagship athletic programs routinely generate over $100 million each in annual revenue. This income is driven by lucrative television contracts, corporate sponsorships, and ticket sales. Civil rights leaders argue that states are profiting from black talent while suppressing black political voices. The modern college sports landscape gives athletes unprecedented economic power. In 2021, the Supreme Court and the NCAA cleared the way for athletes to earn money from their name, image, and likeness. Before this reform, college athletes were strictly prohibited from receiving financial compensation for their work. Today, players can sign lucrative endorsement deals, monetize their social media channels, and work with university collectives. This financial independence has transformed student athletes into independent business entities. Because athletes control their own brand equity, they have gained significant social leverage. They are no longer entirely dependent on the goodwill of their universities for financial support. Consequently, they can speak out on political issues without fearing immediate financial ruin. Another critical mechanism in this struggle is the transfer portal, which was introduced in 2018. Under current NCAA rules, athletes can transfer to a different school once, without being forced to sit out a competitive season. This rule has created a highly competitive talent market. The NAACP is calling on athletes to use this portal to migrate to states with robust voting protections. This migration would redirect valuable athletic talent away from states that dilute minority voting power. While the potential for activism is high, student athletes face serious financial and legal dangers if they participate. Modern college athletic careers are brief and highly competitive. For many young athletes, signing with a major Southern flagship school offers a life-altering financial windfall. Top recruits can secure NIL deals worth hundreds of thousands of dollars before even stepping onto a campus. Asking a young person to walk away from this wealth for a political cause is a difficult request. Furthermore, athletes face significant contractual liabilities if they choose to transfer. Many NIL contracts with booster collectives contain strict clauses that require the athlete to remain enrolled at a specific university. If a player enters the transfer portal, they risk losing their financial backing and their athletic scholarship. In some cases, universities have even sued transferring players for liquidated damages to recover costs. These financial pressures create a delicate environment for student activism. Athletes must balance their personal financial futures against their desire to support the black community. Those who wish to study these complex intersections often seek guidance from black studies programs at various institutions. These academic departments provide crucial context regarding the history of race, labor, and exploitation in American sports. As an alternative to Southern flagship schools, the NAACP urges athletes to consider historically Black colleges and universities. These institutions have a long history of nurturing Black talent and leadership. Historically, Black colleges and universities make up only 3% of colleges in the United States. Yet, they produce approximately 80% of Black federal judges and 75% of Black Americans with doctorate degrees. These schools provide culturally affirming environments that emphasize community leadership and social justice. By choosing to play for these institutions, top recruits can help build economic power within their own communities. Redirecting athletic talent and NIL revenue to these schools would challenge the dominance of white-led state universities. This strategy supports the broader Black liberation struggle by keeping wealth and influence within the Black community. Ultimately, the Out of Bounds campaign relies on the economic reality of collegiate sports. If top-tier recruits refuse to play for Southern flagship schools, those athletic programs will suffer. A drop in performance leads to reduced ticket sales, smaller television audiences, and lost sponsorships.
Civil rights leaders believe that threatening this athletic prestige is the only way to force state lawmakers to protect voting rights. By linking the ballot box to the end zone, activists hope to secure lasting political representation. Copyright, African Elements.